early on. Somebody had some air to get back. They made a good fist of the right towards the end of the first half, but they couldn't get it to within 3 points. So I think the best teams today won, and they were the best team probably throughout the whole year. So.
Yeah, just on the goals at the start, 2-1 to no score after about 12 minutes. Incredible start for Donegal. Were the goals down to, was it Mayo nervousness, or did Donegal just come out of the blocks flying?
I think Donegal came out of the blocks flying. I mean, the Lacey hit the great ball into Murphy for the first goal, and he had a big height advantage over Keane, and he stuck it very well. The second one then, I mean, it was off the post, and Keane probably should have gathered it, but he just built it, and I tried and buried it, so... you know, there was a bit of nervousness as well, I suppose, in part of Mayo's play, but Donegal were ruthless, and they went for the juggler early.
Yeah, they made the change, then McCaffrey went on Murphy, and it seemed to help. Were you impressed with the resilience of Mayo and the fight back they had earlier on?
Yeah, I mean, they did. He came back very strong, keep some great scores middle of the first half, and near the end of it, and if they just got maybe a couple more scores after half time, you know, they had a great chance. But I suppose Donegal has, you know, did what they kind of have done all year, which is, you know, start second half well and kind of close teams out. And you know, they all probably, you know, they got it within 3 points. That's about it. But you know, the goals were the cushion; they were always going to be hard to claw back.
Yeah, absolutely. At half time, 2-4 to 7 points. What way were you leaning towards that stage? Because Mayo seemed to be on the ascendancy.
Yeah, I mean, it did seem like Mayo had a good chance. I mean, they were playing well, but they really needed to start the second half well. And I don't think they scored for the first 10 minutes. And, you know, you're chasing again then, and Donegal were able to kind of maybe become even more defensive. And they weren't going to cough up any goal chances. There was one half chance near the end, but by and large, they thought Donegal was fairly comfortable.
Yeah, like you said, they kind of traded points for the first 15 of the second half, and then Donegal got three in a row. What changed there? Was it a bit of a lull from Mayo, or did Donegal's fitness show, or was it a little bit of both?
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, Mayo probably started giving the ball away cheaply. They were getting turned over and stuff, but you know, they've lethal forward. Murphy kicked a massive 45 or 3, and you know, they just kept that cushion and kept them at bay.
Yeah, absolutely. 6 points down, Mayo were over 10 minutes to go. That was too much to try to pull back, really, against Donegal, and like you said, they'd gone very defensive at that stage.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what they seem to have done all year, is they've built up a 5 or 6 point lead and maybe sat back a bit, and teams have come back strong in the last 5 or 10 minutes against them, like Kerry and ourselves both did, and Mayo seemed to do the same again today, but I think they always knew they had the cushion, and they were kind of just happy enough to soak up the pressure.
Absolutely. Usually big players show up on the big day. For Donegal today, Michael Murphy and Colin McFadden, 1-4 each. That's great scoring out of them.
Yeah, the two boys were excellent. I mean, their game plan is made for two boys. I mean, they pull everyone else out, and the runners coming from deep and trying to just find the two lads inside, and to be fair, they stuffed their goals very well. So, I mean, it was a good team performance for Donegal. I mean, I suppose the two boys were their marquee names, and they stood out, but... you know, defensively again today, they were excellent, and they really snuffed out the Mayo for Sheldon in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. Just on the referee today, just on Twitter and stuff like that, and even on RT, a bit of criticism for him, saying he's blowing up a lot. Do you think he was, or was he just being consistent throughout the game?
Yeah, I think he was all right. I think, you know, you're all going to get criticism of referees, you know, it's part of life, as we give out about them, but I think he did all right. I mean, you know, Gaelic football is already a hard game to ref. You know, the tackle is not defined properly, and you know, you get away with some things that another referee might call you up on. And I think he was grand. It didn't affect the outcome of the game. Maybe the second goal, I think he called a dive on Killian O'Connor, and that led to the score. But again, it's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Donegal, they've come from the preliminary round in Ulster. They've beaten Kerry, they've beaten yourselves, and now Mayo today. Are they the best team in the country for 2012, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think they fully deserve their All-Ireland. I mean, it was a serious All-Ireland win, beating Kerry in the quarter-final, and ourselves in the semi-final, and then Mayo in the final as well, as beating Tyrone and Down in Ulster. Like, so, you know, it's a well-deserved All-Ireland, and, you know, we'll see now, can they come back as strong, as hungry next year, because... you know, I think ourselves and Dublin have found out that it's not as easy to come back and try and defend us.
you played in the qualifier a few years ago when Cork destroyed Donegal, in fairness. Are you surprised how far they've come in such a short space of time?
Yeah, I think, you know, they were probably a soft touch and they kind of had a reputation of being a bit wild and indiscipline, but under McGuinness they seem to be seriously focused and well drilled. I mean, the stories about their training regimes and stuff is fairly impressive, and they're very dedicated. But again, like McGuinness deserves massive credit for that. I mean, he's taken a team from Division 2, to be the best team in the country. So it's fair play to him.
Absolutely. For yourself up there, sitting in the stands is quite unusual, I suppose. Did you enjoy the occasion yourself?
Yeah, it was good. It's the first game since I played the 07 final. I haven't been asked watching the match. Again, it's once you get over the disappointment of losing yourself, and you kind of enjoy the occasion of it. The crowd up there from both sides was huge. It's always nice to see new teams win the competition as well. So, Donegal fans were huge all year. I mean, the following game against us in the semi final, and the same in the quarter against Kerry was massive. So, they deserved their success.
Absolutely. And just very finally, in terms of Cork, just seeing Michael Murphy lift the Sam Maguire, add that instant hunger to yourself to come back next year stronger?
Yeah, of course, because I mean, I just stayed to watch the presentation, and you would kind of thinking back to when Graham had that opportunity 2 years ago, and you kind of hope that we can get back working hard and hopefully get a shot at it next year.
Absolutely. Listen, safe home, Patrick, and thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Rob.